Welcome, stranger. Got a selection of good things on sale.
Who does it better?
Welcome, stranger.
And then you do it.
Well, you welcome.
It. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna find it?
Yeah, I'm gonna find it.
Because okay. It's been a while since I've heard it too, but that's mine is
welcome, stranger.
Here we go. Okay, so you do it and then I'll
I already
do it.
Did. I've done it twice now. You can
no,
remember.
I'm saying like now and then I'll go and then I'll push play. Wait.
You can remember play. What my mind is.
We have to wait for the thing.
Welcome.
Okay, you ready?
No. I'm not doing it again. I'm just listening now.
Okay. Here we go. Ryan's version of Welcome Stranger. Go.
I've
go.
Welcome Stranger.
And mine is
Welcome Stranger.
And here's the real one.
Welcome. Thank you. I'll buy it at a high price. Got some rare things on sale, stranger.
Nerdfrid Station.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello, Steven.
Who is this?
Yeah, what you just...
Who is this?
You just said, hi, Ryan. Clearly, you know who this is.
This is how Ryan and I start almost every phone conversation.
Actually, it really is.
Like, every time. Just where we acknowledge each other and then act like we don't know who each other are.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're really dumb when I think about it. Like...
From the outside, people would be like, you guys are... Not all there.
No. Yeah, I feel like middle schoolers make us look really inferior.
Hey, now.
It's really odd.
Is that a spider?
What is that? I thought it was a spider, too. I think it's just floating fuzz.
we got distracted. Hey, Ryan.
Speaking of stupid.
What's going on? So Ryan wanted to talk about something, but I didn't think it was going to fill the entire time. So I diverted our conversation to something else, but we're going to sprinkle in it anyway.
And while I think it could easily fill a whole episode, if not more.
It's one thing.
It is one thing, but I have a deep-seated love for it, and I think that you kind of do. I don't know.
Here's the thing.
You're a fake fan.
It's like, I'm trying to think, there's another one out there like it.
Silent Hill?
No, I never played Silent Hill, which makes me sad. Resident Evil. That's what we're talking about. That's the thing Ryan wanted to talk about. I am a big Resident Evil fan. I've played many Resident Evil games, but I have not played all Resident Evil games. I really only got into Resident Evil starting with Resident Evil 4.
Which is so sad. Have you gone back and played the early ones yet?
You know my past and what my parents was going to allow me to play. They would never have allowed me. The only reason I played Resident Evil 4 is because I was already at that point, like in college. Yeah. So,
well, that's the thing is, I'm not saying that I'm surprised. But have you gone back and played the early Resident Evils?
I played Code Veronica, and it was awful.
Code Veronica was not awful.
The controls.
That's how they all were.
So stupid.
That's like, how they all were.
You're going to go into a room, and now you're going backwards, but you got to hold the joystick the same direction that you were going for. Like, it's so messed up. Whoever designed that was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
No, it added to the atmosphere of how horrible and scary those games were.
It was only scary because you knew you were going to get attacked because you knew you couldn't control this properly.
Yeah.
Because the controls were stupid.
And all the camera angles were whack. Like, mega whack.
That whole game, and like everything is so slow, like just moving.
Yeah.
Like all, it's like a dream where you just
awesome.
Move.
It's all part of
like
the atmosphere.
25 minutes of Code Veronica. I was like, dude, I can't do this. This is stupid.
So the remakes, though, they have updated the controls and made them better. Like the first one for GameCube that they remade.
I have that one.
Have you played it?
Mm-hmm.
That one is great.
That one's good. But I did. I started on Resident Evil 4. Which I think is a good starting point to get into the Resident Evil series because it is a great game.
It is a great game. It is a darn near perfect game. Now, it's not my favorite Resident Evil game, but it is pretty great.
I think it's not your favorite because nostalgia of playing the originals.
It's not, though, because I love 4. 4 is great, and
4 is.
4 is nostalgic for me, too, dude. I played 4 for the first time, like... almost 20 years ago. I
played it on GameCube.
I played on
That's
Wii.
That's what I had it on.
No, I had it on... I've actually had it on several systems because I have it on PS4 as well right
and
now.
And they've remastered it. They've remastered everything.
Yeah.
5 was good. I liked 5. It was less horror, more action.
Yeah, well, so was 4, though.
4 was still a lot of horror.
A lot of horror.
Maybe
but,
not compared to the others, but yeah, I didn't play the others to know that.
The first ones were scary.
But 4 had a lot of elements of still pretty scary, pretty intense. But 5, from 4 to 5, it got... It dumbed down the scare factor, added action.
Yeah.
And then 6 was just
garbage.
Stupid.
Garbage is the word you're looking for.
Like it was so easy, but it was annoying because like the bosses took 1,000 hits, but you never got hit because it was easy. But you're just like, at this point, just die.
This isn't even fun.
It was dumb.
Klaus. So
I haven't played 7 yet, but I heard it's got back to its scary roots.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got Klaus into the series, and he recently beat 4 for like the 100th time because he's beat it a ton of times as well. He beat 5 again for like, that may have been his first time beating 5, but it was like 3 days ago, and now he's beaten Resident Evil 2, the remake, yesterday, I think was his first completion of that.
You tear up.
I do, man. It's so awesome. I'm like so proud.
That's, you know, I like hope one day that my kids enjoy the things that I enjoyed when I was a kid.
They're not going to enjoy all of them, and they're not going to enjoy most of them, I would say. But the handful they do,
well, here's the
thing, makes you proud.
Is my goal is to only introduce them in the order that they should be introduced to systems and games. They will start out on the original Nintendo.
That would be awesome.
They will play that for a couple of months to a year. Then we'll switch to the Super. Then we'll switch to the Sega, maybe? Maybe Sega and Super at the same time.
Yeah, those should be Simo.
And then we'll jump to the 64 PlayStation 1.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to, and I don't know if I want to do like, you know, one system a year jump. Maybe. I mean, they got a long childhood to go.
Yeah. It depends how early you start him.
But at the same time, if he's grounded a lot, he can't get a lot of playing time in. So. Yeah.
You say he, like Ellie, can't play games.
I've already introduced her to video games, and I need to work with her. I mean they anyway, but like, so she, I play Mario, and she just isn't getting it. She's three.
She's three.
I started when I was 3. Maybe I didn't get it when I was 3 too. I don't know, but I do know I started when I was 3. And it got to the point when I was like, okay, you just do the jumping and I'll do the moving back and forth.
I think
she was doing it on purpose half the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, haha, we're dying.
Yeah. Dude, dying's funny.
But she just wasn't getting it. And she wasn't getting the left and right. Like, she just was pushing the middle of it. And I was like, you gotta, come on. It was driving me crazy. I don't have patience to teach video games. I just want to like give it to him, like figure it out. That's probably how I figured it out.
Make me proud.
Because my parents didn't play. Anyway, we're talking about Resident Evil for a reason.
Yeah, because Resident Evil, like I said, they remastered 2, they remastered 1. And by remastered, I mean completely redid the games and re-released them.
Now, when they redid it, again, I didn't play them. When they redid it, did they just up the graphics, or was it basically a whole new game? For example, Zelda Ocarina of Time on the 3DS, it's essentially the exact game with updated graphics,
yeah,
but they added like minimal things here and there.
No, this
like,
is
some hints maybe, but that's really all it was.
No, this is more massive than that. Like for instance, the first one that they redid. They added in not only the Crimson Head zombies, which wasn't a thing before, where if you didn't burn them, you know, they come back as Crimson Heads and they're way stronger and faster.
Right.
They also added that whole outdoor, like, casket coffin on chains. It's like back behind a shed that you have to go to. That's new.
I didn't play it.
I thought you said you had it on GameCube.
The first one? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I haven't played it.
Oh.
But I have it.
You're an idiot. I hate you. Play it. It's so good. The second one, same deal. They added sections. Now, for the most part, it's it's the same game. If you remember where stuff is, generally speaking, you've got a pretty good idea of where to go. But I would say like 15 to 20% of the game is new or different or added. So it is different, but it's not.
So if you played the first one, you could beat the new one, the new first one, because you know where to go for the most part?
For the most part. There is some new stuff. There is some new added difficulty and things. But for the most part, yeah, you've at least got a pretty good idea of what you're doing.
Gotcha. It's like Zelda, again, Master Quest, where everything is backwards.
Yeah, similar to that.
Dude, and they added like a bunch of new enemies in places. I struggled with Master Quest. Like I had Ocarina down. Like easy, I could almost like not even get hit once. And then when they did it backwards, they moved things and it wasn't where it was supposed to be anymore. And then I was like, I don't know where it is. And I was like lost because it was like in a place where nothing usually ever was. So I never thought to go there anymore.
And hints are worthless because why look at hints?
I don't even read the hints.
Right.
I just skip whatever she's telling me.
Yeah.
Navi's dumb.
Hey,
listen. Dumb.
Hate Navi.
Anyway, so Resident Evil. Then they made a 2.
Yeah. 2 was re-released a year and a half or so ago, and it's super rad.
And now
3 is coming out, I believe, in April of this year.
Which came out on the PlayStation 1 or 2, the original?
Nemesis was on PS1 as well, I believe. I think it was the last one on PS1.
I have it. I think I have all the Resident Evils from the old system.
And how have you not played them?
It's one of these things, like, so I didn't have a PlayStation 1 until I was out of college. And I only got those because somebody was getting rid of all their stuff. I was like, do you want it? And I inherited all of these things, and I just haven't played them because I inherited them, but, you know, I'm past that point at this point.
No.
And I'll go back.
You're never past it. Classics.
Classics. Like, I got a lot of old games I haven't played.
The voice acting on the first Resident Evil game is so bad, it's amazing. Like, it's award-winningly bad.
Like, I even have, like, the original Metal Gear Solid now.
Yeah.
Which I didn't have before.
Which original? You mean like the original
PlayStation
on PlayStation? 1. Okay, not the one on Nintendo.
Correct.
Okay.
Not that one.
Gotcha. That was a good game. It was a fun game.
I played it. I've just never beat it. It was somebody else's.
What? Dude, you've got to play that too.
It was somebody else's. That's when I played it as a kid. And then this is now I own it, but.
Okay, well, gave it to me. I'm going to give you the biggest piece of advice ever for when you play that, and you're going to forget it. But. When you're doing the sniper battle and some of the other really difficult parts, you will have to unplug your controller.
Okay, that's not even a hint I need. I've played like all the other ones.
Yeah, but you have to unplug your controller from port 1 to port 2.
You had to do that in...
you did in the later ones.
Yeah, it was the ghost dude. I can't remember what a demon guy. I forget what his name was. But, yeah, he was like, he could read your mind. And he like knew that I played The Legend of Zelda and all this other stuff. And I was like, how does he know?
Because he
read
your mind.
My memory card. Yeah. And I had to unplug my controller, and then I could beat him. He's like, I can't read your mind anymore.
Because I'm player two.
I got to tell you, Metal Gear games, they think outside of the box.
Yeah.
I was playing Substance, and the one with Raiden.
Okay.
Where you weren't Snake, you were Raiden. You were running around naked.
Yeah.
And it was, and the dude was talking to you. You're like, guy who's in your ear all the time.
Right.
And it got to the end, and all of a sudden he started like freaking out and skeletoning up and his picture, and he was all like, not right. And then he was like, it's a failure. Shut off your game. I shut off my game that first time. Like an idiot. Like an idiot. And I had to redo it. I will never listen to Metal Gear again.
You're an idiot. That's hilarious.
He's like, oh, the mission's over. We failed. You quick, shut your game off. And I was like, okay. I shut it off.
I wonder how many people did that.
Probably a lot. And then I shut it off and I turned it back on and it started that level over. I was like, really? That's sneaky. But I was like, you know, 8th grade or something.
Yeah, so you were a little smarter than you are now.
Not by much.
Well, Stevie didn't want to talk Resident Evil, even though I'm going to cut my
13 minutes in.
Yeah, and I could easily keep going and talking about all sorts of stuff, but it's fine. We'll cut it down.
Let's talk about how the movies are abominations to the games.
Gosh.
how they need to just not even name them the same.
The first movie was okay.
Yeah, you're right. It was, and honestly, 1, 2, and 3, it's bearable to watch.
Three,
I don't know if they're...
3's getting a little hairy on watching, dude.
Anytime a movie gets in the desert, I enjoy it.
That's the only reason it's passable. Yeah. It's literally the only reason. Yeah.
Snow or desert, I enjoy those terrains in movies.
The first one was nothing like any of the games per se, but it was
she's not a character, is she? Jill? No, it's not Jill. It's
Alice.
Alice.
No.
She's not a character.
No.
Because Jill is usually the main character.
Well, it depends
on the
game.
Female character.
Depends on the game. Claire Redfield.
True that. But that's later, isn't it?
Well, so the first game is Jill Valentine and mm-hmm. Chris Redfield.
Right.
The second game is Leon and Claire. So.
Okay.
And then it kind of just alternates back and forth between them.
Yeah, because 4 was Leon.
Yeah.
And then the president's daughter.
Yeah, Ashley.
She just hangs on you the whole time.
Which, by the way, shouldn't have told you that her name is Ashley, because I have a Game Day Friday quiz that is Resident Evil 4.
And I will fail it. Maybe I should give it to you.
That might be a question on
there.
Have
you read it?
I haven't.
Maybe I should give it to you, because I will fail it. You're going to know a whole lot more than I am.
This is just Resident Evil 4, though.
Oh, okay. 4. Dude, it's been so long. I'll take your quiz, but I'm going to fail it, because it has been... I was living at home still when I played it last. It's been a long time.
You still live in your home?
I was living in my parents' home.
Ah, slightly different.
I think it was mid-college or earlier.
It's crazy, dude.
Anyway, yeah, those movies are terrible. Dude, and any of the new ones, gosh.
They're finally done with them, I think, but I can't.
Are they?
I haven't even watched all of them because got so... disenchanted with them, and I was like, this is one of my favorite series as far as a cultural icon, and I can't watch the movies because they're so bad.
Silent Hill, on the other hand, nailed it with the movie. That first movie, the second one, whatever, but
second
that first
was still
one,
pretty good.
That first one was awesome.
It was great.
It was really good.
It's great.
And I don't know how accurate it was to the game, because I've always wanted to play them, but I've never had the chance to play them.
They're scarier games, but they're not as fun of games, I don't think. The action level is a little... It's definitely more nerve-wracking, because your weapon choice is almost non-existent. It's not really weaponry.
I mean, that's how it is in Resident Evil a little.
Yeah, but you don't really even get weapons in some of the parts of the game.
At least in 4, I remember Resident Evil 4... literally gave you just enough ammo to get to the next guy.
So much ammo in that game. That's what I'm...
It's hot. The aiming is ridiculous. You're shooting from the side.
Comparatively, you go and you play that game, and then you play Resident Evil 1 or 2 and then compare the ammo. Dude, you've got gobs of ammo in 4, because there wasn't enough ammo in the first game to kill every enemy. There wasn't. They just didn't give
That's
you.
That's not fair.
So you had...
You just have to run away?
Yeah. Or you pick and choose who you fight and you dodge stuff. Yeah, dude. It's
or
like...
just shoot them to slow them down?
It was a survival horror game, because you had to survive.
That's stressful.
That was how you won.
That's stressful.
It was
And then
awesome.
Resident Evil 6, they just...
Resident Evil
they're
6...
They're just unlimited ammo.
Yeah. They just throw ammo at you.
They're have some rocket launchers. We don't even care at this point. Yeah. It's not going to do anything, so...
Yeah, dude, you should go back and play them, because it is nerve-wracking.
Hey, before we transition to the next thing.
Uh-huh.
Here's this.
1.
Okay, my turn. I got 3.
1.
What to do when I'm about to poo? I go to the potty, pull my underwear down, and then I sit and wait until the poop plops down. Then I wipe and wipe till brown leaves
twice.
This is the second time. This is the second time you have put a commercial about a poop-related product on our show.
It's a game where you shoot poop out of a toilet with a plunger.
And then try to catch it.
The first person to get it wins. It's called, I don't even know what it, Grab the Poo. That's what it's called.
Find it at any store right next to Buttheads.
Buttheads! Their heads are butts. Oh, gosh. I love all of that. More poop-related games, the best, the better.
I hate you. I just hate you.
Dude, that was legit. Okay, on to the actual thing we were going to do. We were going to talk about, like, it's January, end of January. We were talking about, like, movies.
Yeah,
that are going to be coming up this year that maybe or maybe not we're going to look forward to. I know we did like an episode like this a long time ago, and we were excited about all these movies, and
they were terrible.
Like three good ones out of there in the end. That's why I want to do it, to see what movies actually ended up being good.
We were like, oh, I don't know if it was 17 or 18. We were like, oh, it's going to be the year of movies. It's going to rival 99.
Bad. That year was horrible.
It was awful. Just
I think it was
awful.
2017.
Yeah, it was whatever year The Mummy came out.
That's no way that was 2017.
Could have been.
Years are flying. Anyway, no movies came out in January. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Because it's already passed.
Unless you haven't seen Jojo Rabbit yet.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'm excited for that because it's either going to be dumb. It's either going to be entertaining or it's going to be the most memeable joke on the planet.
Dude, that. I think it's going to be a very forgettable movie, but that's just my opinion.
More than likely. I'm Sonic swinging my mic around like I did before.
Come on over.
I'm hitting your computer screen so that I can stand over here.
I'll start at the beginning here. Ready? Birds of Prey. Don't know what that is.
It's the Harley Quinn movie.
Yeah. If it's better than Suicide Squad, it could be okay, I guess.
Could be.
Suicide Squad is another one of those, another one's Van Helsing's where you're like, damn,
it's gotta be good.
And then it's not good.
By the way, you didn't mention that Sonic comes out on Valentine's Day. Perfect date movie.
Yeah, right? Come to Daddy. I don't know what that is. The Lodge. I don't know what that is. The Photograph. I don't know what that is. Sonic. Downhill.
Just keep going, dude. We're only going to stop for good ones. Otherwise, we'll be at this forever.
Brahms. The Boy 2. You remember The Boy?
Loved The Boy.
Okay, so The Boy was a very mediocre, average movie.
It was.
Until the end.
And then it was slightly better than
average. And then
it was
a lot better because the ending was so good. But I heard this one, like, it becomes more supernatural, where the reason that one was so good is because it wasn't supernatural.
It wasn't at all. Yeah, it was just some creep.
Yeah.
Creeping the walls.
This one's supernatural, so it's probably not going to be near as good.
The Invisible Man.
Oh, yes. I am looking forward to The Invisible
Man. Is that not like the Universal?
No. No, have you seen the preview or seen what the, not maybe not the preview, but the synopsis of what it's supposed to be about?
No.
Here, let me IMDb it for you real quick. IMDb.com, enter. And now we have a fast computer, so we have to wait.
Sonic the Hedgehog! I am so glad that they redid all of the animation on that. It looks much better.
It was bad. So, let's see. I feel like there was a famous actor or actress, but I can't remember. Anyway, so this sounds legit. Like, it's awesome. So when Cecilia's abusive ex takes his own life and leaves her his fortune, she suspects his death was a hoax. As a series of coincidences turn lethal, Cecilia works to prove that she is being haunted by someone nobody can see. That is a different...
That's very different.
...than the original, but, like, totally works. Like, I kind of really love that concept. So I can definitely get behind that.
So do you think he's going to be invisible, or do you think that he's going to be hiding in the walls like The Boy?
Or is he a ghost?
I don't know.
I think he's invisible. I think that's the point, is some sort of science thing made him invisible.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. Anyway, Wendy, don't know what that is. I wish they would have like a picture show up or something.
Yeah.
The first cow. Mm. Yeah,
you know, I'm always talking about that.
Man, so far, we're up into March 20th.
Oh, A Quiet Place Part 2.
That looked like it was going to be good.
It could be great.
Yeah. I wasn't. Mulan looked like a much worse version of Mulan.
Yeah.
They didn't have the dragon with Eddie Murphy.
I don't know why they're redoing so many Disney movies into live action.
I heard it had something to do with like the rights. Like they had to keep like the rights of that or something. They had to like keep making them every so often or something. I don't know, dude. I don't know. So Mulan, I'm not looking forward to Mulan. The New Mutants, which is the new X-Men, but it kind of almost looks like they're starting over again.
Right. Absolutely.
But I've loved every X-Men up to this point, so I'm good with that one. And then No Time to Die, Bond movie.
Is that the new Bond movie?
Yeah. I'm totally into that one. So I thought that looked amazing, and I'm into Bond. So do you like Bond?
Dude, I love Bond. That was hilarious.
Trolls World Tour.
Nope, didn't see the first one.
I heard that you love the Trolls movie.
Never watched it.
And you've bought it 3 times.
Yeah, you heard completely wrong because I've never seen it.
You're big into Trolls
Antlers.
Movies.
Why have I heard Antlers?
I think it's
a horror movie.
Maybe it's the sequel to Horns.
Dude, that movie was so good. That movie was so good. You can give me crap. It was great.
You know who wrote it?
Yes. Yeah, it was Happy Sad.
Who wrote the book?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Stephen King's son.
Oh, Joe Hill.
Yeah. That's why it was weird.
Of course.
Yeah. The Secret Garden remake, I'm assuming. I don't know. We're into May. Black Widow. Again, it'll be fine. Superhero movies to me, though.
Legally Blonde is still coming out with movies. I've never seen any of them, and I wish that they would just stop. I don't have to see them to know that I hate them.
I don't think that... What's his name is going to be in this movie? Scoob.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think they like cut him out and didn't even tell him.
Poor Matthew Lillard. He's so great. Why did they do that?
Another Saw movie? Yes.
No.
Can never have enough Saw movies.
First off, you can.
Enough Saw movies.
We had enough Saw movies after 3.
That's true.
Why is it coming out in May? Their thing is October.
Right? Always October. I don't know. It's just called Untitled Saw Project. Maybe it's a woodworking movie.
Yeah.
That's a new SpongeBob movie.
Which I'm excited about. I think it looks good.
Wonder Woman 1984 looked good. I did think that.
The first Wonder Woman movie.
I really
like
the Wonder Woman movies.
It was so good.
So she's awesome. I heard a theme song. That's legit.
Yeah. I didn't expect to like it as much as I did.
Candyman? I don't know.
Is it like the Candyman?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The horror?
Yeah. The bees and the hook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like he's in it.
That man.
Let's go look.
Gosh.
We're still here.
Glad IMDb's still up.
Candyman. One word.
2019 Candyman. Be specific.
No, 2020 Candyman.
2019 Candyman.
Is that him? Tony Todd?
Tony Todd.
Is it? I think it is.
Dude.
It is. He is in it. And he's the candy man.
Oh,
or sticks or whatever.
I don't know. That's awesome. I'm excited for that.
I
didn't even know that existed, but now I'm excited.
Top Gun Maverick. That just...
Ghostbusters!
Just an action thing. So that just...
Dude, I forgot there's a new Ghostbusters coming out. I just...
It hasn't said it yet. Oh. We're not there.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm so excited. Ghostbusters is next.
Ghostbusters!
Dude, no, that... And Bill Murray's back.
It looks so good.
You know who's not back? Not surprised, but still very annoying.
Rick Moranis. Rick
freaking Moranis. That dude, your kids no longer need you. They are in college or graduated at this point,
yeah.
Buddy. Come back to acting. We understand why you left in the first place. We get it. You're my hero for that.
But come back,
man. They don't
need
you now.
You're great.
Start acting again. You were amazing.
We lost John Candy for good.
We
could have you back.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, part 4.
Teen.
No, there's only 3.
I feel like they made so many of those.
Anyway, Ghostbusters looks amazing.
Another Purge movie. Which...
Purge 5. Another one of those. Didn't need another one after 1.
Yeah. But yeah, Purge was good. 2 was and then you should have stopped.
Stupid. Yeah. Bob's Burgers. The movie. What? I didn't even know.
You did it?
I did it.
Oh, I think my...
Is it live action?
No.
There's no reason it shouldn't be live action.
That would be amazing. The actual actors?
Oh, dude. Even the men who play the women.
Well, dude, like, all of the women are played by men except for
one.
Louise.
Yeah.
Kristen Shaw.
Yeah. Dude. Yes. Tenet. That looked really good. That was the like Inception.
Oh, yeah.
It was
going to
be another one of those. That looked like it was going to be really good.
Inception's so good. What a weird movie.
I feel like I've heard about Jungle Cruise. I can't remember at the moment.
Yeah, it's the Rock and Emily Blunt.
What's with The Rock doing all these jungle movies?
Disney movies? Because it's based on the Disney ride, Jungle Cruise. It looks terrible.
Never been.
Looks terrible.
Let's see. I know Kong and Godzilla are coming here.
Ooh, Morbius. Saying. Morbius is the vampire from Spider-Man. It'll be good. It'll be good. Don't look at me like that. Okay, so you keep that face going and don't get excited about that for me. I dare you.
Dude, I am excited. Bill and Ted.
Face the music. Dude, I'm so stoked.
Dude, I'm excited for Bill and Ted. Dude, Ted looks so old.
Yeah, Alex Winters.
I mean, Bill hasn't aged a minute.
You've got it backwards.
Yeah, well, whichever. Keanu Reeves hasn't aged. The other guy has.
Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan, the Wild Stallions. I think you should know their names, dude.
Been a minute.
You
since
should
I watched
know
them.
Their names.
So we're looking forward to that. And then, let's see. Let Him Go, the Frozen sequel.
Yeah.
No, wait, no, they already had that. Another Conjuring that, again, they needed to stop after one.
I'm so sick of those movies.
The Kingsman, I actually really love all the Kingsman movies.
I've never watched them.
Very good.
Never watched
Very
them.
Very good. You should watch them. Okay.
Another Halloween?
Potentially. Venom 2 Venom. BIOS, is that just like where people get like some IT issues and they can't get a hold of anyone?
I can't figure this out. It won't boot.
Yeah. My computer is crashing.
I hope so.
Yeah, that'll be a good movie. Halloween Kills, is that the new Halloween movie?
Must be. Another G.I. Joe movie. Shouldn't have been any of those.
They must be remaking it because it's been how long since the second one?
Dude, if they remake
Rise of
it,
Cobra Commander.
If they remake it and The Rock is in it again,
what's Eternals? Marvel Eternals.
It's a group. It's obscure.
I'll hate it. Okay.
Yeah, you will.
Godzilla versus Kong. Definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's gonna be rad.
Guess who isn't looking forward to that?
I don't know.
If our buddy Baron.
There's no way. There's no
definitely
way.
Looking forward to that. Okay. Baron has already bought his tickets.
Yeah.
10
yeah.
times over.
He's bought out a theater.
He should make a bet on how many times he watches it. He watched King of Monsters.
13?
13 or 14 times. We need to make a bet how many times he watches this one.
Dude, Godzilla Kong, I think he will be more.
I think he breaks the 15 mark.
I think so, because there's more monsters, right?
there's two monsters.
Yeah.
Two main monsters. Okay.
I'm going on record 17 times. We have to put a time limit on it because we can't say ever because he'll just keep rewatching, you know.
Before it comes to DVD or Blu-ray. So in theaters.
By the time
period,
it leaves theaters. Okay.
In theaters, period.
17.
I'll go with 15.
Okay.
Okay.
You heard it first.
If it's 16, where it's a tie and we just high five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody wins. Except for Baron, who spent so much money.
Right. Coming to America, too.
Ooh, The Croods, too. The Croods was a funny movie, dude, that did not get enough play. It was good.
The Last Duel, I don't know. So, you know what I didn't see in here? Any Star Wars movies.
I know.
Kind of actually a little happy about that. It needs a break.
It does. They need...
The Marvel movies also need a break.
Yeah.
Just
Which
saying.
They're slowing down a little.
They definitely are slowing. It was like... Hey, like, while you went and saw a Marvel movie, there was previews for Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Like, four of them.
So many.
The only previews for Marvel movies was more Marvel movies.
Yeah. All right, Steven. You know what time it is?
Game Day Friday time. We got
to
hurry.
It's time for us to go through quickly a 10-question quiz because we're way over.
Yeah, way over. Sorry.
It's Steven's fault.
It was Ryan's fault.
It's always Steven's fault. Okay.
Gonna fail.
So... Resident Evil 4 quiz. Let's see how well you know Resident Evil 4. Who first kidnapped Ashley the first time? Was it Ada, Salazar, Luis, or Krauser?
Krauser. Total guess.
Okay. In the village, after you defeat the Big Cheese, the really tall, bald dude, what item do you get from him?
a false eye, a key, a rare item for the merchant, or the riot gun?
I want to say riot gun or the item for a merchant. I'm going to go with the riot gun.
Okay. Well, you're wrong. It's his eye.
Yeah. I'm this again.
We'll get this
I
at the
you,
end.
I'm going to miss all of these.
We'll get this at the end. Who is Ada working for? Sadler, Krauser, Leon, or Wesker?
Wesker. I don't know. These are all guesses.
Where do you first find Ashley? In a church, in a house in the village, in a storage room, or in a wine cellar?
Storage room.
In separate ways, how does Ada get the key to the church? That's where you play as Ada. Side mission after you beat the game.
Is Ada the president's daughter?
No, that's Ashley.
Oh.
Ada Wong. She's in the red dress.
Right, yep. Okay.
Do you defeat a chainsaw outside of the room where Leon fights an ogre? In separate ways, how do you get the key to the church as Ada? Do you steal it from Leon on a roof, Luis gives it to her, or you defeat a chainsaw outside of the room where Leon...
On the roof.
Okay.
I don't know.
How does Luis die? Leon accidentally shoots him, Ada decides to kill him, a chainsaw decapitates him, or Sadler stabs him with his stinger?
That one.
That one. At the end of the game, when you get on the jet ski, what does Ashley ask Leon? Where's Luis?
This is a really hard quiz.
This is stupid because it says, what does Ashley ask Leon? Where's Luis? To do some overtime, to leave her alone, or to kill her because the parasite was still
kill
in her.
Her
and taking over?
Kill her.
Okay.
I know that one.
How does Leon respond to her question? He said, we'll see, sorry, how's my hair, or love to?
I don't know. What's the first two again?
We'll see, or sorry.
We'll go with... Who's this again?
Leon.
To?
Ashley.
The president's daughter.
Yes.
We'll see.
Right before Mike dies, what does Leon say to him? I think I'm gay. I know a good bar. Once we get out of here, drinks are on me, or I love you, man.
Drinks are on me.
And what does Wesker tell Ada to do if she were to run into Leon during the mission? To inform Krauser of Leon's location, run away and avoid him at all costs, put a tracker on him, or eliminate him?
Eliminate him. Dude, I bet you I got no more than two.
Test results. Test results.
And they were just all guesses.
Okay, well, it's loading. So while it's loading...
while it's loading, make sure that you find us on many locations, including thenerdversation.blogspot.com,
yep.
iTunes, Spotify, Podomatic, Rock98.5, Rock98.5.com, Facebook, all these things. So I figured we might as well get that out of the way. So that we could just end it since we're so over and now you don't have service.
Yeah, my internet's okay. Not working. I think you passed.
Mm-mm. Why was I getting some right?
A couple. You probably didn't pass.
I don't think I passed. If I passed, it's just complete guess.
Dude, that makes me sad that it died. Why is there no internet back here?
Turn off your Wi-Fi.
My Wi-Fi
what
is off.
What service do you have?
I have Verizon.
But that doesn't make any sense.
I have 4G back here, but it's not going. So I guess we'll have to tell you later. Stevie did good?
No. How about we pause the episode and come back when we have service?
Pause. No, we should just end it. We're just ending it.
No, you got to tell me what it is on here. People will get mad. Dana will get mad.
We can put it in the intro.
No.
Psych. It finally loaded.
Okay.
Finally.
Here we go.
It was
and the results.
Okay. So
are
5 out of 10.
Nope, okay. Nope, nope. Okay. Sorry.
Five out of 10.
5 out of 10.
So you didn't pass, but you got half of them right. And that's.
To be honest with you, Ryan,
it's not bad.
I'm impressed I even got one.
Yeah.
They were complete guesses on all of them but one.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Dude, again, it was like early college when I played it. And that was 10 years ago. No, 12 years ago. Maybe 13. You got to think, a game you played 13 years ago once, you're not going to remember some of those details.
Probably not. There you go. Yeah. So you can find us all those places, and Steven got a
pat me on the back.
I'm not going to pat you.
All right. We're Nerdversation. I mean, welcome, stranger.
That's what I was going to do for the intro, you idiot.
Oh. We're Nerdversation.
At all, stranger? Not enough cash, stranger. Stranger, stranger. Now that's a weapon. Got something.
Okay, so maybe he doesn't say welcome, stranger, and we were both wrong.
He definitely
does.
He definitely does.
Okay. And we're Nerdversation.